So let me invite you to sit back and feel free to remove everything off your lap and just make yourself comfortable. And as you feel ready, I invite you to either close your eyes or you can gaze downward. And Meister Eckhart said that God only asks that you get out of God's way and let God be God in you. So we're just going to take a few moments now to just invite God to be God in us. So begin just by noticing your breath. And invite each inhale a little deeper down into the abdomen. Allow each exhale to gently release. So this exercise will be an opportunity for you to connect with and maybe even befriend the spiritualizer part in you. Remember, this spiritualizer part, like all of your parts, is good, although sometimes they get trapped in some bad roles. So invite your curiosity and compassion toward whatever you experience in this exercise. So take a moment now to see if you can connect with a spiritualizer part in you. And it could be one that tells you what you should do to be good enough, loved or accepted. One that leaves you feeling guilt. Perhaps one that tells you you're not Catholic enough or Christian enough. Could be one that excludes others because of some standard they don't meet. Or diminishes parts of yourself that carry anxiety, depression, anger, and addiction, criticizing them as shameful or sinful. So whatever's coming up for you, just notice it. And welcome that part. As you connect with this part, notice where you feel it in your body. Focus on that. You may see an image or just simply feel that a sensation in that part of your body. Be with it and extend your breath toward it like an olive branch as a way to establish friendly contact. And ask it what it would like you to know. Can I ask it about its job? And how it's trying to help you? As you listen to it, just continue to extend that curiosity and compassion. Ask it where it first learned to help you in that way. Don't try and analyze it or figure it out. Just see what memories pop into your mind. Where did it learn to first do that job for you? It may connect with something in your family or your church as you were growing up. So again, don't try to figure it out. Just be present. Ask the part how old it thinks you are. Just see if a number pops in. Parts often get stuck in the past at the age they started doing their job for us. See if it wants to share with you anything about that age. If that age is different from your present age, update it. Let it know your actual age. Not with the agenda of proving it wrong in any way, but simply to help it see you. And just see how it responds to you. Continue to breathe into that space and ask the part what it needs from you to not have to feel like it has to take over. Again, don't force it. Just see if anything comes to mind. If it doesn't know, that's okay. And if something does come, let the part know you get that. And if you'd like, you can create an intention to offer it to that part. In this final moment, connect back with your breath and express your appreciation to the part for allowing you this opportunity to begin to get to know it. And if you'd like, you can make an intention just to hang out with it a little longer now or to revisit it at some other time. So just take these next few moments of silence.